This is the first in the series, so I should give you a little bit of a disclaimer. Whenever I do an audio clip, I do it normally in one take, mainly because I don't like to edit anything. Obviously, I don't use a script. And because I do it in one shot, occasionally you may hear some noises in the background, namely the cat walking by or a dog. And for you freaky folks out there, that is not a suggestion, okay? When guys call my phone sex line, they usually ask about firsts. The favorite is, tell me the first time you had sex. And most guys who ask this question do so because they want to hear me say, the first time I had sex is when I was not 18. They want to get into the perviness of that. Well, ha, joke's on you. I was not 18. I was way older than 18. That doesn't work with me. Or they want to ask the first time you kiss a girl, which is never, and that'll never happen. Or the first time you had a threesome. Or the first time you had anal sex. You know, a first. And it dawned on me that no one has ever asked me about my first phone sex call. So here's what happened. As you know, I started my business when I was a junior in college. And before you try to figure out my age, let me be very clear. I matriculated, began college at the age of 16. Ha! Well, there's something I did at not 18, huh? I started when I was 16. And when I was a junior, when I turned 18, I started a phone sex company. And I decided that I would open, if you will, on a Friday at 10 p.m. And my very first call was from a chef out of Raleigh. Now, as you know, I don't tell people other people's stories, but he has given me permission to share this. So anyway, he calls me at 10 p.m. on Friday. And when he calls into my line, he says, I'm naked. I'm on my bed. I'm lubed up. I have on a cock ring, some nipple clamps. My butt plug is also lubed. It's off to the side with my ball gag. And there was silence. Hello, hello, are you still there? I'm like, yeah, I'm still here. So, what are we going to do? There was more silence. I mean, come on. I had no idea what he was talking about. I mean, he lubed up. Dudes lube up. I mean, pussy comes with lube. I had no idea. I didn't know what a cock ring was, although now it's my favorite sex toy. Nipple clamps I could get. I could get what nipple clamps are. However, I have incredibly sensitive nipples, and just even saying the word nipple drives me a little insane, and I can't imagine that someone would put clips on nipples. Owie, right? I had no idea what a butt plug is. I mean, what is that? And more importantly, why would a dude need a butt plug? I couldn't wrap my 18-year-old mind around that. And don't even get me started with a ball gag. I still have problems with that. So he's like, so wait a minute, are you new? And I'm like, yeah, I'm new. And then he asked me, well, what's your experience? And I said, well, I just told you, this is my very first call. He's like, no. I mean, what is your sexual experience? And I told him very plainly, I'm a virgin. I'm 18 years old and I'm a virgin. And there was silence on his end. Then he started to ask a lot of questions. Namely, wait a minute, there are still virgins in high school and you're in college and you're still a virgin? I mean, he couldn't get that through his head. And by then, he started asking all kinds of questions of what I've done, what I'm interested in. For a brief moment, wasn't sure who was doing who on the phone sex call. But needless to say, it was a great call. It was a great call. It was my very first call, and it was a good call. Soon, we got into the dirty parts. And before we get into that, I should say that he's still a client. He is my very first customer, and he still calls me for phone sex sessions. So you want to know what happened on that first call? I bet you do. But you know my rule. For the naughty bits, you got to pay to play. So you know what to do. Go ahead and visit me at hushus.com. You can talk to me or you can talk to one of my girls. All the numbers are available there. Later.